Hello. We all know that the world is not a nice place. We all know it's full of people who enjoy being horrible to others, full of fake news and nasty comments, toxic comments. And this is what I'm going to be talking about today, how toxic comments certainly are prevalent in the world of commenting. So if you want to know more, listen on. Hello, I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. So the best way to deal with toxic comments is to learn how to overcome it. First of all, you really need to understand what toxic comments are, because how people perceive them is different according to who you are. Toxic comments are usually spiteful, horrible, and they're determined to undermine the person who originally wrote the post or the comment before. They are out to destroy all self-esteem and to make you angry or to react badly to criticism by finding error in whatever you say. Now, how you perceive this is purely up to your state of mind. So you may react badly to criticism, or you may get angry if somebody's found an error in your comment or your post. So before you react to anything, it's a good idea to take a step back and analyze why this person is being toxic and why they find it necessary to write a toxic comment in response to what you've done online. So, first of all, why do people actually write these kinds of comments? Well, usually it's because they're unfortunate people themselves. They're usually consumer jealousy, they have their own poor self-esteem, they hate stronger personalities, and they particularly hate people who are feel able to express a different opinion to theirs. They enjoy opposing anybody who says anything and finding fault in anyone's day. And of course, these poor individuals usually find it very hard to integrate into society, prefer to hide behind their laptops and cause mischief. So, what can you do about it? Well, you could actually block the IP addresses and put spam blockers in place if you have a blog. But if you don't have that, especially on social media, you have to take alternative organic measures, which I mean is actually it's a good idea to step aside to consider why the person wrote this particular post. Had they misunderstood what you've written? Are they having a bad day? Or are they just really something rather nasty that should be sort of pushed under the bridge and forgotten about? When you've usually they play upon emotions. So if you are able to get around your emotions, it's a good idea to look to the positive nature of what why they've written this toxic comment. Positivity should always override negativity. Look, the positive side is maybe if you consider the people are actually reading your content in order to be able to write any comment, regardless if it's toxic or not. So, if you do get criticism, why don't you analyze it? Are they actually making a valid point? Are they actually highlighting any errors in your post? You may think, how can there be any errors? But there may be, you never know. I mean, look at what they've written. Do you have, well, have what you've written, does it require extra better explanation? Have you said what you really want to say in a way that anybody can understand it? It's a good idea not to agonize over things that are negative. You can either delete it or even develop a thicker skin and take it in your stride. So, if you want to help towards overcoming toxicity, it's a good idea to think very carefully about the kind of posts you're reading, you're writing, and also the kind of comments that you're writing yourself in response to other people's posts. So, do you understand the audience that the post is supposed to be directed to? Do you understand the kind of people who will be reading your post or even reading or writing your comments? Do you write what they want to read? Do you use the same words as the other readers and commenters? It's a good idea to put yourself in the same position, the same place, the same kind of environment or the same level so that you don't get people thinking, oh, she's a snooty cow, or she's so stupid, she doesn't know what she's talking about. That's that sort of thing is going to aggravate people who are going to want to write toxic comments. Learn to share your posts and comments in the correct places that have people who are less likely to write toxic comments. There's going to be some places that would be that may be sort of rife with the kind of unfortunates who like to go around spreading mischief. Remember, being controversial also attracts opposition. If you like to write controversial posts or comments, then you are going to get that kind of people coming back, maybe who are unpleasant. Being topical draws attention to you, following the trend, writing stuff that people necessarily want to read. And of course, popularity also attracts jealousy. So if you have written a post that becomes viral, or you've written a comment that many people may feel an affinity with, there's always going to be some jealous person around the corner who doesn't like this and will be horrible and toxic towards you. So these are all things to consider when you ever come across a toxic comment. Sometimes it's not your fault and it's always the other person's, but it's a good idea to analyze why they're being that way in the first place. So thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. And if you would like to know more about toxic comments, send me a message so we can have a little chat.